Tennessee, Maryland, Arizona, and now even Utah, where the single largest NSA data collection entity is located. Now remember I told you about this idea a couple of months ago. The idea is pretty simple, and it comes from the 10th Amendment Center. States don't have to wait for Washington to act on the NSA because Washington isn't going to. Instead, create some state laws that block the NSA from using water and electricity in these states for their facilities. Well, some people said those ideas were ridiculous. And yet, there is legislation moving forward across the country to make this happen. I'll explain how it works after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. In 1975, Senator Frank Church warned that the power of the NSA could enable, quote, total tyranny, end quote. He recommended that Congress should limit the agency's power, but Congress hasn't. We all know that. But there are some brave state legislators who are attempting to do just that. A new bill introduced by State Rep. Mark Roberts seeks to do exactly that. The legislation organized by the 10th Amendment Center and the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, called Off Now Coalition, well, the Utah Fourth Amendment Protection Act expressly prohibits state material support, participation, and assistance to any federal agency that collects electronic data or metadata without a search warrant, quote, that particularly describes the person, the place, and the thing to be searched and seized, end quote. Now, it's not going to be an easy fight, but in Utah, this would be a big one. As I told you, the NSA's Utah facility uses 1.7 million gallons of water a day. By blocking that water, the facility is done for. But remember, Utah can't do this alone. 10th Amendment Center's Michael Bolden says that other states need to join the push, even those without NSA facilities. He calls it essential. And it is. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show here. It is Friday, March 21st, 2014. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Heading into a long weekend here. Of course, who knows what's going to happen over the weekend. Things are just so crazy right now. We really are in a classical farce. Things have gotten to the point where you think they cannot get any worse, and then they get worse. And it is just very crazy, insane times here. All right, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Craig is sitting in our control room managing the Truth Hyperdrive and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. We do have a lot of stuff to talk about today. Obviously, top of the news right now, President Vladimir Putin today signed the annexation bill. Was passed by Russia's upper house, went to his desk, he signed it. Crimea is now officially a part of Russia. Now, over in the Ukraine, their government has signed, the deal with the European Union. This was the deal to bring Ukraine into the European Union, to shackle their people to the unpayable debt of the European Central Bank. This was the deal that former President Yanukovych had turned down and said was nowhere near as good as what Russia was offering. And now Yanukovych is out, and the European Union has the deal with the Ukraine that was the whole point of this exercise of overthrowing the government and getting in a government that'll do what they're told by the bankers here. Now, we are seeing more and more reports, this one's from 21stCenturyWire.com, regarding Ukraine's 33 tons of gold reserves. And we're getting more and more confirmation this was transferred out of Ukraine by the United States and back to vaults in the United States, more than likely the New York Federal Reserve, ostensibly as partial collateral for all of the loans being made to Ukraine by the IMF, the ECB, and the Federal Reserve. Good luck on Ukraine getting any of that gold back. It's probably already being parceled out to satisfy paper gold contracts. Probably some more of it's being remelted and diluted to send back to Germany. And that's another big part of this whole overthrow. Now, as you know, one of the things that the U.S. and Europe is very concerned about, and the reason they're holding back on outright war with Russia, is Europe's current dependency on Russian oil and gas. And they're scrambling to find alternative supplies so they can shut off the Russian valves and say, we're going to crush the Russian economy by not giving them money for their oil and gas. Well, it's not working out very well because Russia apparently is on the verge of this major oil deal with China. If Europe doesn't want to buy oil and gas from Russia, China does. And they're going to do it in their own currencies. They're not going to go through the dollar. They're just going to do it direct. Now, in summary, what's going on is this U.S. habit of overthrowing countries to bring them back into Bretton Woods and the petrodollar just shoved two of the largest economies on Earth away from Bretton Woods and the petrodollar and into a firm alliance with each other. That means if the U.S. goes to war against one They are going to war against both. And if the U.S. gets into a war with Russia and China, it can't win a conventional war against those two powerhouses. The U.S. is militarily exhausted. It's economically exhausted. It doesn't have the manpower, the manufacturing, or the money that allowed it to prevail in big mistake number one and big mistake number two. And that means when this thing gets going, between the start of that war and final capitulation by the U.S. government, they will resort to their nuclear arsenal. It's a guarantee. Because these people who are in charge of this whole thing, they're insane. Now, Visa and MasterCard have frozen all the credit cards at the sanctioned Russian banks. This is a move that is going to start impacting ordinary Russian people. So the U.S. sanctions have spread further and wider from just those targeted officials. That was kind of a wrist slap and symbolic. Now it's getting serious. Now it's affecting the Russian people, who, if they're smart, will just cut up those cards and go with cards provided internally by the Russian banks. And that means Visa and MasterCard are going to take a big hit economically from this. This is all going to backflash. It really is. Story over at Reuters saying that the Russian sanctions are, as they're being analyzed through the boardrooms of European corporations, what's coming out is absolute fear and shock. German companies are saying orders are falling, business is uncertain. Remember, Germany has 6,000 companies doing business with Russia that are all going to shut down from the sanctions. Apparently, there's concern for the same thing at Denmark. Businesses closing, people being laid off. And there's a lot of fear over there that the United States and the European Union have hoisted with their own petard going up against Russia, that these sanctions are going to cause more harm to the U.S. and the European Union than to Russia. We actually saw a lot of that with the Iranian sanctions. They didn't want to talk about it. But Iran got through the sanctions just fine by doing business with countries that weren't respecting the U.S. sanctions. Meanwhile, U.S. and European businesses that were trying to import Iranian oil, they suffered. Markets were lost. And especially now, if the United States and the European Union are refusing to import oil and gas from Iran, it's one less option for them to deal with the fact that they're trying to get off dependency to Russia's oil and gas. They've really just put themselves into this horrible corner over this thing. Now, for you gun lovers, the sanctions mean that there will be no more imported ammunition from Russia. Again, it's an area of manufacturing in the U.S. that has been in decline, and a lot of the ammunition you buy for your AKs is just imported from Russia, and that source may be cut off, so it's time to go over to the gun store and just basically stock up for anything that you think you might need to deal with criminals breaking into your house. Now, the new government of Ukraine, as we've already mentioned, is not at all concerned with the people of the Ukraine. They're basically handing resources over to Western corporations. They're privatizing. They're already plunging the people into debt slavery to the ECB and the IMF. And now apparently there's a deal between the United States and the European Union and Ukraine to store radioactive waste in the Ukraine. Because over here in the United States, people are getting upset with Hanford and Whip down in Carlsbad and the rest of it. So they're just going to go ahead and store the radioactive waste there in Ukraine. Now, it's not entirely a bad idea, because what they're planning on doing is creating a storage facility at Chernobyl, which is already a complete waste zone. But rather than let Chernobyl sort of cool down, which is going to take a long time, they just figure, well, we'll just use that as the one-stop place. We'll dump it all there. Which is going to be rough for everybody living downwind from that here. Now, Kyrgyzstan has officially recognized the results of the Crimea referendum, lending credibility under international law. And apparently, I mean, there's a story down on Hamas website that the Gaza Strip would like to join the Russian Federation. Boy, that would really complicate things in the Middle East. Might put a damper on Israel's just going in and bombing the heck out of people for the heck of it. Now, the head of NATO, wagging his finger at Russia, is saying that events in Crimea may affect European tactical nuclear reductions. As you're probably already aware, over the last several years, there has been a move to reduce the number of deployable nuclear weapons in Europe to kind of cool things down. Now that policy may be abandoned, and they're going to start pointing missiles at each other again. Yeehaw, the Cold War is back. More money for the military. More obedience from the people. I don't think they're going to have much luck on that second part. We got to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened? What's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to take a quick phone call. John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, hello, Michael. Yes, just more an observation, really, than a proposal. I mean, looking at the statements coming out of Bonn, Paris, London, and Washington, they deserve ridicule, but I don't think we need to. They're doing it to themselves. They're making such stupid errors. I mean, if these sanctions against Russia over the Crimean situation gets worse, Russia could close the Northern Corridor, and how the heck are America going to get all its equipment and troops out of Afghanistan? I mean, it will close off that corridor completely.
Yeah, it could get really very ugly, and again... apparently these decisions are being made in the European Union and the United States only in terms of what the immediate response will be, and nobody's really looking at the potential long-term disastrous consequences from any of this. Okay?
I mean, if trade embargoes go ahead, I mean, there's so many industries in Canada, Britain and Germany that are dependent on these Russian imports of materials and such like, and investments in businesses inside Russia, this could be a real crippler.
It absolutely could be, and that's not even including Putin's nuclear option of dropping the dollar and dumping the treasury bonds on the market. It is for every business in Russia that is sanctioned. There's going to be another corresponding business in the West that was doing business with them that is going to suffer. It's going to cost more jobs. It's going to harm our economies. And our economies are already very, very fragile. We don't have the economic strength to sustain a sanctions war. Russia does.
Well, the other thing that I noticed, Michael, is that some of the CIS nations, Turkmenistan and what have you, are now supporting and recognizing Russian sovereignty in the Ukraine as an independent member of the Russian Federation. And these nations just north of Afghanistan are the very nations that allow the American Air Force to have huge quantities of cargo planes and what have you, landing and supplying goods and services into Afghanistan.
Yeah, again, very clearly, the people who are setting this policy in Washington, D.C. aren't really thinking it all the way through. And unfortunately, sadly, that's been a hallmark of the last two presidential administrations, where they're just going on their gut instinct, and they're really not thinking the ramifications through. And that is why they are at a major disadvantage compared to Putin, who is a chess player, who was raised in a culture that plays chess, values chess-like thinking, is always planning 12, 14, 15 moves ahead. And we've got an article we put up at whatreallyhappened.com today saying that Putin just sat there quietly while the U.S. was getting into this mess, and when he was ready to move, he had all the contingencies covered.
Well, it seems that the cool, calm diplomacy that Russia has displayed from the Syrian situation through this Ukrainian situation is just it's improving the general population. Maybe it's not the administrations, but the general populations in many nations. It's improving the image of Russia beyond recognition.
Yeah, Russia is winning this in the court of world opinion. And he started, coming out of that Syria deal where he headed off a U.S. invasion with the chemical weapons deal. He emerged on the world stage as a statesman and a true leader. That's a tremendous position to have. And certainly Obama does not have that image. And it's, he's playing catch up. And all he's got to play catch up with is to wave more weapons around. And that's not going to do it.
Okay, Michael, well, I'll let you carry on with your show.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Now, apparently, along with having signed that agreement back to join the European Union, the deal that Yanukovych turned down, apparently they're already talking about bringing Ukraine into NATO, which will hardwire the involvement of Europe and the U.S. if Ukraine starts a war with Russia. They're setting the stage. They're so desperate to get World War III really up and running. And they're just trying to create the circumstance. Well, we have to aid our allies, whether, regardless of who strikes first. Same situation with Israel's plan to go it alone with Iran. We know they're not going to go it alone. They're going to carry out an attack, step back, and let the U.S. throw their children into the battle there. We're going to grab another phone call here. George in Honolulu. Aloha, brah, what's up?
Hello, brother. How are you? Good to hear you.
I'm doing okay.
Mike, listen, a couple of days ago you were talking about basically the stock exchange and the expedited trading, you know, that instantaneous trading.
Yes.
I can tell you that I've been a victim of that many years ago. Not many, but a few years ago. I used to trade on the COMEX and traded some futures, basically. And yeah. I got clipped really bad. I had two futures contracts running in the same month but at different levels, and one got closed in 13 minutes and the other got closed in 4 days. They took two trades. I was short, which means I was betting against the market. I was short. Two trades executed at the exact same time were not closed, which means that they gave my trades, my good trade especially, to somebody else and gave me somebody else's garbage. That happens all the time. So you people in the stock
market. It does. It does. I mean, back when Hillary Clinton was doing her cattle futures trades, it basically came out that the guy who was doing this for her, Redbone, whatever the heck his name was basically straddling the trades. And the good trades that came in went into Hillary's account, and the bad trades went to somebody else's account. And it does happen an awful lot. The whole system really is rigged.
Michael, you're getting that from the horse's mouth. I had two identical trades. One closed very, very quickly and very correctly. The other one took 4 days to close. And it was a great trade, probably the best one I've ever made. And they snatched it from me without any equivocation. I went and I tried to complain. I went to the Chicago Board of Trade, did everything else, got an attorney. And you know what I was told? Nothing. Can't review it. It's not worth reviewing. Don't even think about it. Move on.
Yeah.
Consequently,
yeah.
I stopped trading. With those guys anyway, and I moved to something more tangible like gold and silver, which I think is a better bet anyway. But just to let you know that stuff really does happen. That's not a myth, and that's not a joke. And they can crash this market at any time that they want, with these instantaneous trades. They do it in microseconds, and they'll clip you really, really quick. You won't even know what's happening. Anyway, Mike, have a nice day. The sun's out. Looks pretty good in Honolulu.
Yeah, it does from my window here above Pearl Harbor. All right, thanks an awful lot, George.
Hello.
And I have heard the same story so many times from other people. The system is rigged against the small trader, the small investor. You are just part of the feedstock for the game. And we know there's COMEX is now under investigation for price rigging, and it's completely out of control because the U.S. government will not prosecute any of these financial crimes. It's just open season on you, the small investor. If you want to invest in silver and gold, and it's a good idea, you get the physical. You get the physical. You bring it home under your own control. If it's in the bank, if it's in the bank vault, you have no idea what's going to happen. Bail-in, haircut, whatever they're going to call it, the laws are already in place where in a financial emergency, the banks can open up your safety deposit box and take the valuables in there. It's completely rigged against you. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, things are not good inside Ukraine. There has been a crackdown on dissent, on protest by the newly installed coup d'etat government. They obviously don't want the world to understand that maybe the ordinary people of Ukraine didn't appreciate having their elected government kicked out and a new government installed by force. You probably remember the story where the so-called free speech minister and some thugs went into the head of Ukraine's TV network and literally beat up the CEO and made him sign a letter of resignation. So this has prompted UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon saying that oppression of the population by radicals in Ukraine must be stopped. So it's already deteriorating rapidly. Everything is going wrong for those people of Ukraine. And that is part of the continuing pattern of these covert overthrows the U.S. has been engaging in for decades. The corporate media will tell you, oh, their lives are much better. We brought them democracy and the American way of life and humanitarian aid. And if you actually go into these countries and take a look around, you find out things just really are much worse. They're already reeling under austerity. Loss of freedoms, loss of the right to freedom of speech. It is a dictatorship. In all of these countries, the U.S. has invaded or overthrown since the end of World War II under the pretext of bringing them democracy. They don't get democracy until they kick out the U.S. puppet government and take democracy back. All right, we're going to go to the phones here. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. You're looking a little better today. How are you feeling?
I'm doing better. I'm doing better.
Hey, Mike. Mike, you know, I was talking to you in the past about the situation back in 2008. Let's go back there a little bit with the situation with the economics. Circuit City closing, the Lehman Brothers. You know, Mike, I have to agree with this gentleman that called in from Philadelphia yesterday about the Sperry market collapsing. I'm seeing the same pattern so far this spring. American TV, which has been around this area for many, many years, sad to say, are closing their stores. JCPenney's, another big-time retailer, they're closing all five stores in Wisconsin. So, Mike, you see the characteristics of 2008 with this Sperry market that's run by the big boys corresponding with this situation that is happening over with Russia and now the UN starting to play the puppetry. So I agree with this gentleman from Philadelphia that this fall we are going to see major Sperry market decimation. Plus, we're, like you said, Mikey, we're in the radar of starting a worldwide war, people. Listen to Mike. He's telling the truth. This has the potential to blow out to a intercontinental ballistic missile nuclear war around the world. So everybody better get prepared. That's what I say, Mike, right now, because it isn't going to be pretty if this thing keeps moving on. So, Mike, yeah, so I just wanted you to comment on that if you could. You take care. Aloha. And we'll talk to you hopefully down the road.
All right. Well, what has gone wrong in the simplest terms is we have a nation under the control of the money junkies. They're addicted to money. They must have more. Doesn't matter how much they have. It's never going to be enough. And their sole thinking is, how do I scam more money to me? Bring it in, just rake it in. That's all they're thinking about. Now, in a healthy society where the government is standing between the greedy money junkies and the general population, the government is thinking about how to balance those needs. But our government has abandoned that. They've become the money junkies. They say, oh, they got all the money in the fund. We'll just hang out with them. And the problem is you can't run a country by solely thinking, how do we get more money into the pockets of the rich? Because what is essential to keep an economy operating is that there must be a means for ordinary people, the non-money junkies, to transform their labor into reasonable wages and salaries as a front end to that financial pyramid. And what we have in the United States, at the same time they're piling up the debts and asking for more taxes and higher insurance premiums with Obamacare and the rest of it, they're cutting jobs, forcing people to work for lower wages and salaries. Common sense tells you that is a situation that cannot survive for very long. And yet we don't really seem to have more than an election year, you know, verbal comment on the fact that the wealth inequality has reached a very, very dangerous situation. And again, as I've said before, I don't have a problem with people who become rich the good old-fashioned way. They come up with a product or an entertainment that we voluntarily trade our money for. That's what capitalism is supposed to be. Okay? James Cameron makes great movies, done wonderful things with his money. I admire him tremendously. Or Steven Spielberg or Steven Jobs and the Apple II. That is capitalism. The problem is now we have people like Bernie Madoff who defraud the system and are allowed to do so with impunity by the U.S. government. And they're just raking the money in all around themselves to where we've reached the point there simply is not enough currency in circulation for commerce to operate smoothly. They're willing to loan you more currency at usurious interest rates, but nobody wants to borrow because we have no assurance we'll be able to pay it back in the current job market. Nobody's really talking. How do we create jobs? And I don't mean service jobs and paper-pushing jobs. I'm talking about bringing back the manufacturing and making products that other people in the world want to buy And we certainly have to clean up this GMO mess because that's destroying agricultural exports as well. But the money junkies are dominating our society, our banking, our government, and all they think about is more for me. And what's going on with ordinary Americans, that's somebody else's problem to deal with. I'm too busy getting rich to worry about ordinary Americans putting food on the table or keeping the mortgage paid. And I got to tell you, I am getting so much email from people who are on the verge of losing their business, on the verge of losing their homes. There are no customers coming into their store. Well, why would the customers bother coming in if they don't have any money with which to buy what's there? Our commerce is being strangled to death by the money junkies, and they don't want to admit what they did, and that's why there's this rush to really get World War III going, because they think they're going to get out of this self-created economic mess with a new world war, just like they did in World War I and World War II. And remember, before the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. They came in together. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008, and we're making stink face at Russia and China now. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. Jim in Illinois. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good day to you, Mike. Hey, anyway, you give too much credit to the powers that be, whether they're the money junkies, the New World Order, etc. You know, you give them the credit that they have rational thought and that they have practical thought like yourself, like me, and like the rest of the listeners who listen to this show on RBN.
I think I just got done saying quite the opposite, that they're not thinking clearly and rationally. They're
going
with their greed.
But earlier, you know, it was like, why are they going to do this? You know, you're talking to a gentleman from Barbados, John from Barbados, you know. And you're going on about, you know, if the northern access point to the Afghanistan gets cut off, these people don't care about that. They don't care about the treasure, the materiel, the human life, or anything. None of that matters to them, okay? None of it does. You know, and try to impute or project some type of rational or practical thought to these people is just, you know, an exercise in insanity of itself. I would suggest that people just pull their money out of the banks. Pull the money out of the banks.
I agree with you.
I mean, just shut them down. And the other thing is we don't have industry here is because they've been monopolized and regulated right out and GATT and GATT NAFTA and whatever free traded right off the face of this here nation to some other nation. We've got immigration, not only the ones coming across the southern border, but we got the H-1B, I think it is, a visa program, which will go after the high-paying jobs. And then also, if you're a Chinese guy or some very wealthy person, you can buy your way into citizenship in this nation. That's the long and short of it, man. And if they start a war, I'd say to everybody in this nation, screw them. Don't show up. Don't support them for nothing. You know, and any troops, don't go to war. Stay home here with your people. And the people in the rest
Absolutely.
Of the world that are
Absolutely.
Listening to this, don't support your leaders either, man. We got a buck on them. We
okay,
got a
Jim.
Got to take Mike. A, thank you.
All right, got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Christ and Pharaoh, Billy and the Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies? Listen to the mic when Billy opens your eyes. Tune in to Christ and Pharaoh, Billy and the Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phone. Shannon in Tennessee. Aloha. Welcome back. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Brother Mike. Hey, got a question for you. I know you've talked about this before, but I've missed out on hearing the whole thing. There's two things that I wanted to talk to you or have you discuss, and I'll listen off air. I had to get another computer this last week because my computer died, and unfortunately, because of the my personal austerity, I've had to go backwards and had to get a Windows laptop, with a Dell with a Windows XP, and I wanted you to talk about what's going to happen when that's quit support and ways that you could possibly nurse those along until, you know, you could possibly upgrade it or get a better computer. And the second thing, I heard somebody talking about it, and I think it was you, was talking about if the internet is shut down by the government, peer-to-peer internet mm-hmm. system via wireless, I think. Could you talk about both of those briefly, and I'll listen off air.
Okay, first of all, the hysteria over the ending of official Microsoft support for Windows XP is a little bit overblown, and I think much of it comes from Microsoft itself trying to spook people into buying Windows 8 or Windows 9 or whatever it is that their new offering is here right now. It's part of that whole planned obsolescence situation. XP is a very stable operating system. Now, when Microsoft ends official support, it's not entirely ended. Apparently, the banks whose automated teller machines are running a stripped-down version of XP are going to be paying Microsoft a fee for continued support. Apparently, corporations can do exactly the same thing. The providers of all the major antivirus malware companies will continue to support Windows XP. If you have a subscription with, Joe's antivirus system, they will continue to update those signature files. So the idea that as of April 8th, you're suddenly wide open to hackers, that is simply not going to happen. The only thing that will happen is that new software coming out and new peripherals may not work on XP. Probably they will for a while because they realize they're still selling to a large user base out there. Eventually, of course, in order to force people along, the new stuff will come out and say, only works on Windows 7 or Windows 8 or later, much as the way that we saw go with Windows 3.1 or Windows Millennium Edition. It's just it's too difficult to port software and drivers to these older machines that don't have a wide user base. XP does have a wide user base. Now, on to your second question. In the event the government tries to shut down the internet, first of all, there is too much commerce going on the internet now for the whole thing to simply go away. What they will try and do is filter or block control the domain names. But now, remember, the United States has surrendered control of domain naming to the international community as part of the backlash from the NSA spying. So there's no such thing as the net going away completely. For those people who feel they want to have a fallback, there are a couple of different ways to go. There is peer-to-peer networking already going on. We were talking the other week about the dark net, and there are some experiments with running an ad hoc net over Wi-Fi. With just Wi-Fi finds the nearest computer to you and gives it a packet to forward on to what on ever. There's experiments with that. Radio amateurs have been using packet radio for a very, very long time, and with their powerful transmitters, they can reach across the country. So we have seen other countries attempt to control the net, attempt to shut down. I mean, Turkey's talking about shutting down Twitter during events in Egypt. That government tried to shut down Twitter, and immediately servers to route Twitter messages were set up outside Egypt's control. And so I don't think it's really going to be easy for the U.S. to really take control of the internet. I'm sure they're thinking about ways to do it. What they'll probably do more than likely is execute hacker attacks against servers they don't like. Remember, only a few weeks ago, hackers broke into and destroyed the RBN system and caused a huge amount of damage. You're still recovering from that one. I've had attacks against my server on an ongoing basis, and this is what they'll try and do. But we always recover from those. So I really don't see a situation in which internet simply goes away. There's too much money dependent on it, and as long as you've got that net up and running to serve Amazon.com and Travelocity and the rest of it, there are going to be people who are going to find their way to what it is that they want to see. And so I don't see that dire thing of all of a sudden the internet is gone. And if the internet does go down, there's sneaker net. We probably ought to be spending more time talking to our local friends and neighbors anyway about what's going on. Here in the internet and the blogs, we're sort of preaching to the choir. Everybody we're talking to already knows what's going on. Everybody is pretty much in agreement with our analysis here. It's time for us to do an outreach to people who are not connected to the net and the blogs to say, hey, do you think things are going great in this country? And if they say no, then say, all right, I got to sit you down, buy you a latte, and fill you in on some of the stuff that's been going on. All righty, that was it for that phone call coming up on the top of the hour. In addition to upcoming drills with Ukraine, involving, well, Great Britain is kind of waffling on whether they're going to be part of that or not. But the U.S. is now scheduling military drills in Poland, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Slovakia, Romania, Bulgaria, the Baltics. They're just rattling the sabers as hard as they can. We're going to have military exercise. We're getting ready. We're going to war. It'll be a beautiful war here. Now, the corporate media today was reporting on polls of the American public, which show 67% of Americans do not think the U.S. should get involved in the Ukraine crisis. And with corporate media polling bias, I figured the numbers were probably going to be a little bit higher. So we ran our own poll at whatreallyhappened.com. Should the U.S. get involved in the Ukraine crisis? 99% said no. In fact, as of the last time I checked, it was 439 votes said no. Only four votes said yes. And I figure those four votes are the spooks that the government has monitoring our website. Now, following hard on the heels of Ukraine first saying they weren't going to remove their military from Crimea, then they turned around and said, yes, we're going to arrange to bring them home. It may be a small bus. 72 Crimean military units have asked to join Russia. 72. I think that's almost the entire peninsula. They've all said, we're not going to go back to you. We want to side with Russia here. Now, possibly in recognition of how hard it is to switch the alliance like that, Putin has ordered that the current military ranks of the Ukrainian officers who are transferring to serve in Russia will be maintained. If you are a captain in the Ukrainian forces, you will now be a captain in the Russian forces. They're treating their military people very well, certainly far better than our government treats our people. Russia is going to build a rail and road bridge to Crimea. If you look at the map of the peninsula, there's a couple of choke points, and then over on the right, there's a narrow channel, which is currently served by a ferry. And that's the only way in and out of Russia at the moment. So they're going to build a huge bridge there to be able to connect Crimea to Russia directly for road and rail traffic here. Russia, meanwhile, and possibly in response to the U.S. saber rattling and all those other countries, is going to open a new electronic warfare base on Finland's border. And it is expected to staff some 3,000 electronic warfare specialists. Now, remember, it has come to light in recent months that the United States' much vaunted drone fleet is wide open to hacking and spoofing to bring them down. Apparently, for all the money poured into these drones, they're really not very secure. That's how Iran was able to get one. So it's another example of these very expensive weapon systems by the United States that really aren't very good. And by the way, Italy is rethinking their plan to purchase the F-35. They're dealing with tight budgets over there. They're hearing all these horror stories about how the F-35 is just not living up to the hype. Got all these problems, and they're thinking about canceling their order. All right, there's the music. Got to take a break for our top of the hour stuff. We'll be back after these few words.